You run.
You should have did it when we first started, dog.
I know, man. The camera don't never get the good shit, though. Camera don't never get the good shit. That's all right, though. What's up, y'all? Welcome back for the first time. Big Zone, Gutter Jones, Stoner Zone Podcast. If you tuned in last year, you know what the fuck going on. New podcast, new platform, though. New platform. We're going to go ahead and get into it. It's a lot to discuss, but we only going to really discuss one thing. And that's the OnlyFans debacle, man. It took over the world. Definitely took over my culture. Took over my city. I'm sure it took over a lot of cities.
Took over your gram, your timeline, your Facebook, your Snapchat.
I'm just trying to personally figure out how. How and where did it come from? How did it get this bad? How did it get this open, this blatant? I could tell you from my perspective, but I just don't know, like, when did it start? When did it start for you? When you started to notice it?
I want to say, like, Hot Girl Summer.
Last summer?
Yeah. Headed to the winter.
Yeah.
And then when Corona hit, that's when it got official. Like, the ones I was saying was like, you see what I'm saying? Slight Jones. You feel me? But now it's a real thing. You see what I'm saying? Like, when bitches was going to get nursing jobs. You see what I'm saying? Dental assistant.
Right.
You feel me? Bitches in scrubs is bitches in OnlyFans.
Mm. But weren't they, what was it? It was Snapchat before that?
Yeah, it was premium snap. It was the premium snap.
Premium snap.
Premium snap.
Because I was trying to figure out the timeline between Backpage and OnlyFans. And I know it was Snapchat, and you're right. Premium fucking snaps.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all just said, fuck it, and we upped the platform. Damn.
Shit crazy.
I see a new OnlyFans every day.
Every day, bro. Every day. It's a new link in somebody's bio.
And I've been saying, honestly, I've been saying a new OnlyFans every day for like the past 3 or 4 months. Before Corona. I know that's going to be a lot of the excuses. You know what I'm saying? Corona. Shit, we ain't working. You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting unemployment. I ain't getting no stimulus.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck this. If y'all niggas going to pay for these pictures, I'm uploading. You know what I'm saying? And I can't say I don't blame you to some extent. You feel me? I can't fault you. But at the end of the day, can we call it what it is?
What we call it? Virtual prostitution?
In my eyes, internet prostitution.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna call a spade.
Now, is internet porn and internet prostitution the same thing?
Hell no. Hell fucking no.
Internet porn is done by industries.
Hell,
you see what I'm saying?
No.
By people who, you know, have the licensing to record and licensing to, you know, facilitate and pay these porn stars. And these porn stars got licenses. And, you know, it's a lot of shit that they go into. You see what I'm saying? To sell sex. You see what I'm saying? Professionally. You feel me? Just like selling weed. Everybody want to bring up. You sell weed, that's illegal. You see what I'm saying? Prostitution is illegal. But it's a way to sell weed. People got dispensaries, and then you got weed on the street. You see what I'm saying?
What do you say to the people? What do you say to those who say, I don't want to be a porn star? You know what I'm saying? If y'all going to pay me to shake my ass, that's what I'm going to do. You feel me? I don't want to be on here sucking and fucking. But if niggas want to pay me to look at my feet, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Niggas want to see me go up by myself.
Now,
occasionally.
It's all different forms of porn and fetishes. You see what I'm saying? But it's all sex acts. I'm
speaking in the female's perspective, not me.
Showing your feet.
Yeah, don't do that, listeners. I was speaking from the female's perspective.
But nah, if I motherfucking, if I'm dealing with you straight up, you see what I'm saying, for I want to see a video of your feet and your ass. I want you to wear a thong. You see what I'm saying? I want you to put a thong to the side, do this, that, and the third. We are making a sexual transaction. You see what I'm saying? Whether it's physical or not, I'm paying for it, not.
Yeah. So, all right. And just playing devil's advocate. You know what I'm saying? Is that, would you rather me be out here really selling my ass as a female?
I mean, I really got your ass right here on my phone.
Yeah.
And if I was in your city, if I was in your city, you see what I'm saying? We can negotiate these link up prices and fuck around. I could be a feature.
So now it's link up prices.
They have
them. Now it's link up.
They definitely have them. You must be deposit ready. Must be Cash App, PayPal ready.
So are you talking to a girl that got an OnlyFans? You fucking with her, you know what I'm saying? Female, she got OnlyFans. You meet her out, you know what I'm saying? Well, not right now, there's nobody going nowhere, but in a hypothetical world, you back in, you know what I'm saying? You out, you at the bar. Meet a little joint, she cool, you get her number. Y'all go out a couple times. You end up hitting it, you know what I'm saying? You fucking with her. A month or two, or maybe even three down the line. Matter of fact, don't even gotta be that long. I say a month in, you fucking with her though. You found out she got OnlyFans. Do that change things?
Yeah.
Change what?
Change my perception of you.
As far as what?
Things you're willing to do for money.
What if I show you my OnlyFans and I ain't really doing shit? It's just a couple of, basically the same shit that's on Instagram.
I mean, okay. You see what I'm saying? We're just supposed to, you know, you having an OnlyFans, like you said, you could be on there showing your feet. You see what I'm saying? Showing your armpits and shit, whatever the fuck niggas like. But, you see what I'm saying? If you on there taking them up, you see what I'm saying? That just shows what you're willing to do for the dollar.
That was about to be my next question. You see what I'm saying? And that's part of my next question.
But if you post thirst traps on motherfucking, you see what I'm saying? No nipple, no coochie. You see what I'm saying? You post that shit on the gram and you post those same pictures, no nipple, no coochie. You see what I'm saying? On the whistle name. I mean, it's still kind of dirty. You feel me? You just all thong pictures. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, crotch shots, cleavage. I mean, still kind of dirty, you know? But it's all in, and like I said, it's my perception of you. You see what I'm saying? I could be like, oh, you got OnlyFans, or you wild as shit, this, that, and third. Then I see it, and it ain't that bad, but you still jive, like, you know, still a gateway. You see what I'm saying? That's like a bitch. Hustle. That's like a bitch dealing.
That's what they say.
It's like a bitch not wanting to deal with a nigga who hustles. I don't want to deal with a nigga who sell drugs.
You right.
You see what I'm saying?
You right.
Because I know what that life leads to. Yeah, you only selling weed, but you can still get caught and get locked up. You can start selling weed and start selling crack. You see what I'm saying? You can start smoking weed. I don't want to deal with a nigga who smokes. You can be smoking now, then start drinking, then next thing you know, you'll dip ahead. All
right. Let's just say this. Now I got an ex. What if you find out your girl got one?
You ain't see that video?
What video?
When that nigga found out his girl got one?
Nah.
And he maxed and broke, and she was like, you really breaking up with
Pull
me?
Pull it up.
And he was like, he was like, yeah.
Pull it up. And then what I want to get is, as he pulls
and
that up.
And she also said, are you going to pay my bills? Now, my thing is this, bitch.
What?
My thing is this.
Because that's the thing. I be saying some of these screenshots, and it's looking like some of y'all fake making some money, but I don't believe everything I see on the internet. You know what I'm saying? I don't take what...
This is the dude finding out his girl got an OnlyFans.
OnlyFans account, and I told
Wow.
Now, is he wrong for not wanting to deal with a bitch who sells cyber sex?
All right, now put it like this. How long they been together?
It don't matter.
I feel you. I feel you. But this is, you know what
we
I'm saying?
We are together at this point.
I feel, you see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
We could be together.
Next
for
episode,
years.
You taking devil's advocate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I feel right, you, right. But you know what I'm saying? As playing, you know what I'm saying? Devil's advocate, you don't know how long they been together. Mm-hmm. What have they been together for years?
Right.
And what if, like we said, she ain't really doing shit on it.
But like I said, if you came to me and I told you no and you did it anyway, you see what I'm saying? For one, you don't respect me and what I say and how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? In this relationship. For two, you got me fucked up. You feel me?
Okay.
Three, I'm gone.
All right. Put it like this. You heard what she said.
Am I going to pay your bills?
Nigga, you going to pay my bills? Obviously, he ain't doing it now. So, what type of boyfriend are you?
Now.
Not saying that you're supposed to be paying all her bills, but it sounds like you ain't doing shit.
Now, what I'm trying to say. Now, what I'm going to tell you is this. You see what I'm saying? You can dream big and want to live beyond your means all you want to. You see what I'm saying? That's on you. You feel me? And I'm going to tell you like this. If you don't want to be with a nigga who don't want to be your sugar daddy, or you see what I'm saying? A nigga who, you feel me, not going to pay for everything for you. You see what I'm saying? That's your choice. If you don't want to be with a nigga who's not going to do you like that. You see what I'm saying? And if I don't want to be with a bitch who sells cyber sex, that's my choice.
You're right.
What I'm saying? So we can agree to disagree and go out separate ways. You feel me? I told you how I felt about it. You didn't give a fuck. All right, this is what's happening now.
Curveball. You look at that account. It's 86,000 in that motherfucker from this month that she done made.
Now, if the money was like that, I should have been seeing some of that shit.
What if you are seeing it though?
Am I?
Let's just say you are.
Am I? Now, if I was saying some of it, then the OnlyFans would make sense. You see what I'm saying? I would put two and two together like, oh, all right. So that's how long you been doing this?
Let's say it's a cool 20 in there. Cool 20. 22,000 in that motherfucker. But y'all been living good. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going out of town, trips. She buying you shit. You buying her shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't really nothing. You know what I'm saying? You just know your girl.
Do she have a job?
Yeah, she got a job.
Right.
It's your girl. You gonna go to you in a relationship with a bitch that don't got a job?
Nah.
Right.
Yeah, so she got a job. Okay, she got a good job. She buying me shit. You see what I'm saying? We eating. Boom, boom, bang. All right, you feel me? But you see what I'm saying? If it's like that, child, I tell you, you don't need that. You see what I'm saying?
That's 22,000 in here. I'm making an extra 20K a month.
You better get on this motherfucking Forex and let's trade this motherfucking foreign currency. You see what I'm saying?
I've been exchanging. I see.
And I don't like it. I don't like it. It's dirty. You trading dirty currency. And I don't like it. I'm sorry. You feel me? Some niggas, you see what I'm saying? Like me. I don't want no bitch that's a virgin. I'd expect my bitch to have been around the block. I want you to know a little something by the time you get to me. Because I ain't no rookie.
Of course.
You see what I'm saying?
Of course.
But while I'm fucking you, I want to be the only nigga fucking you. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, motherfucking, if you my bitch, don't want everybody busting nuts to you. Give a fuck if they paying $15 a month, $3.99 per video. I don't care. You see what I'm saying? Tell them niggas to go. All
right, okay. I'm a hypothetical man for the day, bro. Before I lose my thought. I'm a hypothetical man. What if she used to have an OnlyFans, but she ain't got one no more?
Respect that.
You don't care about that?
Nah.
Okay. Real nigga.
You been there, done that, you seen the light. That's like a bitch who used to strip. You see what I'm saying? Everybody used to do shit. I used to smoke dippers. You see what I'm saying? Everybody did shit that we ain't proud of. You feel me? Or, you know, that we had to go through to realize that it wasn't the right thing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm not knocking that. You know?
So, who really making money on OnlyFans?
The porn stars.
I know you just sat there and did the bad. You did the logistics.
The real porn stars. You want me to tell you why? because they have a big following. You see what I'm saying? And they're dedicated to this shit. You see what I'm saying? This shit is not a motherfucking one post thing. You see what I'm saying? These bitches are posting on the shit for hours a day, recording hours of content. You see what I'm saying? Kale busting 20, 30 nuts a day. Real live. You see what I'm saying? Real live. That's who's making the money. You see what I'm saying? The bitches who got motherfucking 136K likes on they shit. You see what I'm saying? Look at the tips. Look at the, you feel me? Look at it. This shit add up. I can show you. You see what I'm saying?
Kid. Man, I done did my research a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And I see what's going on. I see what's going on.
Then you got bitches finessing. Like this bitch right here. Motherfucking. Her junk was $3.50. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? You see how many likes she got? Mm-hmm. 57.8K. You see how many videos she got? 288K. 288 videos. 1,000 posts. Right? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how vicious this bitch is. How vicious of a finesse she is. You gonna get some pictures. Maybe. But the videos you gonna get... It's her promoting other bitches' OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Not all of her. And the videos of her, 17 seconds. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know? You ain't getting shit. For real, for real. And if you do want it, go here. Look, this is another bitch. She's sending me this bitch page. $6.99 for this video.
It's a dirty game.
$7 for this video.
It's a dirty
$3.99 for this video. $5.99 for this one. $10 for this one. $8 for this one.
So you gotta subscribe and you
pay. I gotta subscribe videos. And pay. You see what I'm saying? That's the finesse. Uh-huh. You feel me? Now, this is where you have to make a decision. Am I gonna let this bitch get me like this? Right. I thought I was paying to see some shit. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, you right. But at the end of the day, it's just breaking down, bro.
It's just breaking down.
They need that $40, bro.
Now.
And I'm going to get that $40 however I
get it. This is a top bitch right here. You see what I'm saying? She got like 300K on the ground.
I don't give a fuck.
Listen, I'm about to go to a average bitch, a hood bitch, the bitch that be in the club. All right. You see what I'm saying?
But boom. You know that 300K means nothing to me.
Look. Now let's just go to this.
That's smoke and mirrors.
Look. You see motherfucking, boom, 10 likes. You see what I'm saying? You don't see no tips. It's no tips on none of these Jones. You know? She don't even be sending DMs out like that. Well, she don't send them to me. She got a $5 tip right here. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So on top of her motherfucking monthly subscription, she got a $5 tip. Unless somebody bought something in the DM for $15. You see what I'm saying? A dollar tip.
You gonna be a you feel me? Little baby, make way more than that.
You see what I'm saying? So, a $20 tip. You see what I'm saying? $5 tip. So, you feel me? But it ain't motherfucking these thousands that they making it seem like. These bitches will screenshot somebody else's account quick. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Mm. Quick. That's why they don't show the name.
Smoking mirrors.
You see what I'm saying? Smoking not gonna show mirrors. The name. I'm just gonna show you the money, and I'm gonna put an emoji over here and just show you that I'm on here making money. You see what I'm saying? Kid.
So what do you say to the people that, you know what I'm saying? Because it's some similarities. I see what people going, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Niggas be faking too. Like they out here making a lot of money. Of you know course. What I'm saying? Niggas ain't doing shit but smoking.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas are selling weed to smoke. You feel me?
Right.
So it's a lot of, what y'all kids want to say, capping. It's a lot of capping going on all across the board. You feel me? I don't know which way is up. That's what I'm trying to really sit here and figure out. Like, I need to talk to some people. I need a couple honest females who got an OnlyFans that's going to keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? If I can call y'all can call in, you know what I'm saying? We'll get that established next episode. I need a couple niggas, you know what I'm saying?
See, but the thing about people in general is motherfuckers ain't gonna keep it real. And, you see what I'm saying, tell you that they trap ain't booming. Nigga not gonna tell you, you see what I'm saying? Nobody gonna tell you that they got huff or they gas. I mean, you see what I'm saying? Everybody gonna make it seem like they cranking. You feel me? Only way we gonna get, we gotta talk to an ex person, somebody who used to do it. Right. You see what I'm saying? That's who we gonna have to talk to, because they gonna keep it. Why did you stop doing it?
Can we get an ex OnlyFans female next episode that we can talk to? Can we reach out on social media? You know what I'm saying? Because we really trying to get to the bottom of this. I also need some niggas that's subscribers. You know what I'm saying? I need to know what y'all paying for.
Is it worth it? You feel Do you me? Pay for more than 1 month? You see what I'm saying? I'm a 1 month type of nigga. You feel me?
Yeah.
You might get me, and I'm looking for straight sales. I'm looking for the deals. I'm trying to catch you when you say, I got 10 subscribers for 50% off right now. I'm boom. That's me. You see what I'm saying? Kid.
Right.
And I ain't trying to pay more than 10. You feel me? So, yeah. I motherfucking, what's the name? You know? Now, I done paid more than 10 before. You see what I'm saying? But, like I said, I'm looking for the deals. You feel what I'm saying? If your shit $30 and I pay $15, you see what I'm saying? But it's $30 all the time. Because a bitch will try to hit you with the, oh, you only paying for the cheap bitches. No. You see what I'm saying? I'm waiting for the sale. You see what I'm saying? They always go on sale, baby. Jordans always go on sale. Balenciagas always go on sale. Gucci shoes always go on sale, baby. You see what I'm saying?
Shit, man.
We need to get this. I need to keep these subscribers, because once I subscribe for that 15, you're going to change it back to 30. And when that month is over, it's going to hit my card for 30. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I need some. I need to talk to some people, man.
Is it worth paying the motherfucker 30? Once I, if you ain't active on that motherfucker, it ain't worth it. Like, I need a bitch who's posting every day, like you post on the gram every day.
Yeah.
That's why I said the bitches who's making the most money is the real porn stars, because that's all they do. You see what I'm saying? They don't go outside and hang. You see what I'm saying? And do that shit. I mean, sometimes. But their main job every day is to fuck themselves or fuck on
right. And I just want to know, like, to the females who say this is just your side hustle, like, is it worth it? Like, you know what I'm saying? We know that's not your regular job, like you said. It's the ones in the dentist's office, you know what I'm saying, the nurses, and then they go home and be on their OnlyFans. Is that side hustle worth it? You know what I'm saying? Is that bringing in the extra money that you need? Or are you doing it because you want to? You know what I'm saying? Because you're bored. Or you just like doing it. You know what I'm saying? Right. I want to know. I need honesty, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm being honest. I done seen some of y'all OnlyFans. You feel me?
I done seen some people that I never thought would do that shit.
I don't even want to get into that. Like, I'm seeing them going down one by one. It's two little Instagram joints that's left, and I'm like, man, y'all the last two left that I done seen that ain't do it yet. Out of the ones who I thought would have did it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of y'all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of y'all. Everybody else done did it, and I knew they was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And shout out to the females that'll never get an OnlyFans. Shout out to the ones who got them, too. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hating. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hating. I'm not discriminating, you feel me? And I'm not acting like I don't understand why you're doing it. I partially understand, you know what I'm saying? But I just really need to delve deep, you know what I'm saying? I'm uneducated. I'm on the outside looking in for real, you know what I'm saying? I'm peeking through the window, you feel me? I drive like I can see what's going on, but I ain't in there, you feel me? I ain't in the party yet.
Right.
I'm driving like scared to go all the way in the party, you know what I'm saying? We can't even smoke in there. I'm outside smoking. You feel me? What's going on in there, gutter? It's lit in there or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, wild shit going on, man. I'm just standing to the side, you know, drinking my drink, watching this shit happen. When I see something I like, I toss a couple dollars. You know? Other than that, I ain't trying to get got.
It's first episode, man. We ain't gonna hold y'all for too long. First day back, first day out, stone the zone, man. This is just part one. I'm telling you, this shit ain't over. This OnlyFans shit ain't over, and it's only getting bigger and bigger. It's a lot of shit that we need to get to. But, you know what I'm saying? We just gonna hold this off for the first one. Holla at y'all next time, man. Stoner Zone. Final thoughts? Afterthoughts?
Man. Would you be on OnlyFans? Would you do a feature?
Oh, man. I do a feature. I'm out.